Now, one man who's got all the answers all the time is Daniel Cherney, who's one of the great sports journalists for the Age newspaper, footy, cricket, whatever he likes, really. And he had some breaking news for us last night. We'll talk about that with him right now. He's on the line. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Whitey. Morning, Half. How are you going?
We are going very well, thank you. Now, there's a bit happening.
Yeah, a bit happening. But firstly, did you know the answer to that cricket question?
Which question? The last one?
No, not the last one. Number four. Who is number four on the test wicket takers of all time?
I missed the answer, so let me go through quickly. Morley, Warne, Anderson, and I'm going to say Kumble.
Like Dan.
Thanks for calling, Dan. We appreciate your time. Have a great day. Call back tomorrow.
Who was it?
You got three and four around the wrong way. Kumble, yeah. Three, Anderson, four. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Now,
question five.
Stop it. What's the breaking news last night? The summer of cricket is a little way away, or the international season of cricket is a little way away, but there was some news about locations and venues and teams last night. What can you tell us, Dan?
I shouldn't take all credit for this because Andrew Wu did a lot of work on this story as well. But, we've written last night and in today's Age and Sydney Morning Herald that the international schedule is set to be released next week. And from a men's perspective, Australia are going to host Afghanistan in a test in Hobart starting around late November or early December. And that's going to lead into the Ashes, five-test Ashes series. But probably the most interesting thing from my perspective in terms of the Ashes is that the series is going to actually end in Perth, which is a break from tradition. Obviously, for a long period of time, the Australian summer has generally ended, test summer at least, has ended in Sydney. Certainly the Ashes, that's been the case. But with a tight, cramped schedule, it's going to start in Brisbane, go to Adelaide, then the Boxing Day test in Melbourne, of course, New Year's test in Sydney, and then end at Optus Stadium in Perth in mid January, so some good news, I suppose. It depends on the art. It depends how the series is poised, I suppose. But potentially very exciting news for Perth, who could have a deciding rubber on their hands.
Well, and also great news for going back to the start of that conversation about Afghanistan coming and playing in Hobart. Now, we've got a lot of Tassie listeners who love their cricket, Dan, as you can imagine, and they'd be pumped to know that there's international test cricket coming their way to start the summer. Is there just the one test against Afghanistan?
Yeah, just the one. It's sort of, look, in some respects, it's being viewed as a bit of a warm-up for the Ashes. I don't know that perhaps it's a touch disrespectful to Afghanistan. Obviously, Australia and Afghanistan have never played in test cricket before. Afghanistan are a pretty recent entrant into test cricket, and it's been a while since Hobart have hosted a test. Circumstances have conspired against them. They haven't been full six-test summers for a while. The last test, if I recall correctly, that Hobart hosted was actually the infamous All Out 85 test where Australia were rolled by South Africa, and it led to the resignation of Rod Marsh as chairman of selectors, and about half the team got sacked.
Yeah.
Got dropped. But
that's why they don't go back there.
Exactly right. And there's actually been very little international cricket there at all. They had a one-dayer there in late 2018 against South Africa, which had only about 5,000 people, short Marsh made a century. I think they were due to play there last summer, right at the end of the summer in March 2020, in that series that was postponed, that's been postponed halfway through against New Zealand because of COVID. So, been precious little international cricket for the good people of Tasmania. So, they've been very keen to get the national men's side back down there, and they've been successful. So, it's exciting to see, obviously, in Australia, look, these days don't play test cricket against nearly enough countries. It's exciting to see some different opposition, and Afghanistan showed a bit of promise. Obviously, we know about players like Rashid Khan and Mohammad Nabi, who've made big names for themselves here in the Big Bash. Like, not sure how much turn the November Bell Reeve deck will take for them, but nevertheless, Good to have them here.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about that. I don't think that there's going to be too much grass. Well, in fact, there'll be too much grass on the pitch for Rashid because, I mean, that's going to be the big challenge for the Australians. We've seen them struggle against Rashid with the white ball, particularly at night. But with the red ball, it would be really interesting to see him bowl against the Australians.
Well, yeah, it would be, and that's sort of one of the exciting, tantalising things about this is that you're going to see some matchups that we so rarely see.
Yeah.
In international cricket. I mean, it's always, you know, not to say there's anything wrong with having regular Ashes or Border Gavaskar trophies, but it's unusual to play some of these other sides. Afghanistan have played a handful of tests. Rashid, I think, has done okay. He's had some ups and downs, even in the handful of tests they've had. They did play against Australia, Afghanistan, that is, did play against Australia at the 2019 World Cup. It was the first match Australia played with Smith and Warner, the official match with Smith and Warner back in the side after their bans. It was in Bristol, and the Aussies won comfortably enough without absolutely crushing Afghanistan. I think Rashid, on that occasion, or just that tournament, he was yeah, probably a bit underwhelming. He'd come in with a high hopes, given how well he'd done across the T20 global circuit, but was taken to task of it. I think Owen Morgan whacked him big time for England.
Right.
But but you know, he's clearly a world class player, and interesting to see how he goes to the red ball. But as you touched on there, Whitey, it's not probably not the ideal conditions for a player like him. I'd probably be a lot more interesting if they met in the subcontinent or in the UAE or so. Somewhere like that. But nevertheless, it's a good start.
Well, we do love a bit of cricket news going around here in the Breakfast Club, as you would well know, Daniel, and we appreciate your exclusive access to that information last night with Andrew Wu. Hobart test against Afghanistan, Perth hosting the last of the five Ashes tests for the summer. It's going to be big business in the build-up to it. We look forward to chatting about it. Thanks, Paulie.
Take care, guys. Good on you.
Good man.